On today's show, we'll dig into several income strategies that could make your money last all the way through retirement.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and here to help us take charge each and every week is Andy Feldman. Andy is a certified financial planner, 30 years in the business, and so much more. You're independent, and you've been helping folks a long time, Andy. How are you, by the way?
I'm okay, Steve. How are you?
Very, very well, thanks.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Just want to wish everybody out there a happy, healthy, and safe holiday season.
Terrific. And again, it's it is the season, isn't it? And this is something that no matter what season it is, it's important to really understand income strategies in retirement. And I know it can get pretty complicated, but there's a couple things here that I found interesting that said we have to be prepared for inflation. And Andy, to me, inflation hasn't been a big deal the last few years. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right, Steve. It's been low. In general, inflation eats away at the purchasing power of your money over time. But lately it has been low. Historically, it's around 2.5%.
Sure.
But it does affect your retirement income by increasing future costs of goods. And then it also reduces the future purchasing power of those funds. So, you know, even a relatively low inflation rate can have a significant impact on a retiree's purchasing power.
Well, and again, like you said, over time, I guess I hadn't thought of it that way in terms of, you know, 5 years or 10 years down the road, 1.5% or 2%, that all adds up.
Yeah, it sure does. You know, there was a U.S. Labor Department study published, or some data published on November 12th, 2020, stating that the annual inflation rate for the United States is 1.2%. For the 12 months ended October 2020, and it was 2.3% in 2019. So we're using, for our income plans and financial plans, we're using 2.5% to be safe. You always want to err, you know, on the side of caution.
Well, absolutely. And so when you actually build that into the plans.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Look, if it's 1%, you know, that dollar is not worth the same, you know, the next year. It doesn't have the same purchasing power.
Sure.
Another point is for Social Security, the 2021 cost of living adjustment is 1.3. So it's not really for the long term keeping pace with inflation.
Well, that cost of living adjustment is pretty common, though. I mean, there have been a few years recently where there hasn't been any cost of living adjustment.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
So, you know, this year there was.
So let's talk about one of the other things we talk about. And this becomes, I think, part of why working with someone like you is makes a lot of sense when you talk about positioning your investments for growth. Because if you don't need that money right now, you're going to put it out here where it can grow.
Yeah, that's right. You want to make sure you have a proper asset allocation. Sometimes overly conservative investments can be almost as dangerous as overly aggressive ones over the long haul. Because you if you're not earning enough or in the right asset classes, you could be exposing your portfolio to the erosive effects of inflation and limit the long-term upside potential that, you know, the stock, diversified stock investments can offer, and also maybe reduce how long your money may last. So again, being too aggressive can mean taking undue risk and then, you know, you're losing money when the markets are volatile or go down. So it's so important to have that balance. And again, with interest rates the way they are now, you know, having all your money in fixed rate investments is probably not going to work that well.
866-646-2677 is the number. That's 866-646-BOSS. You can get a head start. And so, Andy, as we look at this, when we talk about investments for growth, and so you do this as well in terms of segmenting the dollars, and essentially all of our money that we've saved for retirement, every dollar has a job, and you're there to help us figure out what that job is.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we you know, spending your retirement savings too rapidly can put your retirement income at risk. And you know, we believe that retirees should consider using a conservative withdrawal rate, especially money needed for essential expenses. So, you know, the rule of thumb for a very long time was a 4% withdrawal rate. And we're not, you know, that might not work for every person.
Sure.
So, you know, that's why it's so important to do that lifestyle expense report. You know, if you don't know, figure out what you're spending now. Maybe there's some areas that you could cut back on and say, hey, maybe we could do a 3% withdrawal rate. And obviously that would make your funds last, you know, considerably longer.
And there are creative ways to make sure that we are going to be allocated well and still make a little money and still live the lifestyle that we want.
Yeah, there certainly are. I mean, it's more than just, you know, let me buy a bond. There are all different types of what's known as fixed income investments. They could be in real estate. They could be in preferred stock, things of that nature that are not necessarily volatile, certainly not guaranteed. But maybe for a small portion of your portfolio, that could give it that boost that it needs.
Sure. So let's go on. We're talking about things that we need to be aware of to make sure we're not going to outspend our retirement. And the big one here has got to be healthcare costs. I mean, that's just going up, up, up.
Yes, Steve. You know, this is one that a lot of people overlook. Healthcare costs in retirement. So, you know, people are living longer now. Medical costs have historically, you know, risen faster than general inflation, especially for long-term care.